Jackson's new country hit, Caught Up in the Country, is a theme song for the Schwindemann family. Melanie Schwindemann of Schwindemann Farms and mother of four says that this song fits her family life on the farm. From road to run and room to breathe to the never-ending sky. The Schwindemanns are well on their way finishing up the last bit of spud harvest. The farm has been in the family for four generations and will continue with their kids. Dustin Schwindemann is a full-time student at BYU-Idaho studying business agriculture. He started helping out on the farm when he was 8 years old and says that he plans to continue working on the farm and will use what he's learned at college to help on the farm.
Got some great classes, great professors. They've taught me a lot of stuff I didn't know that I need to know. For example, we're learning about hedging right now. It's about the futures market. So as far as marketing your crop, instead of just riding the cash market and hoping that the price is high, you can mitigate that risk. You can buy in the futures market. Basically, you're in two markets at once. So in case one goes down, the other one offsets that loss. So you can kind of lock in your price where you want it.
In the midst of spud harvest, I went to Schwindemann Farms and met with the rest of the family. The majority of the family works on the farm, along with other outside workers. You can tell they all love the work and enjoy being there. Dustin explains why he loves working with his family.
One thing that was really fun is all of my siblings have worked on the farm at one time or another. So during potato harvest, we're all driving truck or in the tractors, and you're just passing your brothers and sisters, and they're in the trucks, and it's kind of fun because you're all working towards a common goal. And I think it's actually helped unify the family a little more because you're all working together. And it's just, I think that's really made it fun, at least for me.
The crew is welcoming and friendly, giving me an in-depth tour of the operation. The most exciting part for me was watching the diggers going up and down the rows of the field. They pull up the potatoes from the ground and spit them out into trucks that drive along with the tractor. Up at the very windy fields, we watch the tractors harvest the potatoes. Farming technology has made it much easier on the farmers. GPS units are placed at the front of the tractors, used to guide the trucks and allow the drivers to harvest quickly, hands-free. Back at the sheds, a large truck coming from the fields dumps several hundreds of pounds of harvested potatoes in a sorting machine. This machine sorts larger and smaller potatoes. The smaller ones, which are worth more, are sold and used for seed for future crops. The bigger ones are taken to a processing plant and made into fries or flakes or sold to local restaurants like Texas Roadhouse. I was amazed when Melanie told me about the number of potatoes held in the cellars.
We were trying to figure out one time how many potatoes really are in here. And I don't know how many sacks this one holds, but they said it was like 20 million.
As the potatoes are rolled out onto belts, workers toss out rocks and dirt clods that go back out onto the field. The potatoes are then spit out into massive piles that take about a week to fill. A large fan blows air through perforated tubes that are placed below the potato storage unit to keep air flowing through the potatoes so they don't sweat and rot. At the end of the harvest, the family and other workers celebrate with a big harvest where the three teams come together for a feast and commemorate the past season. Then they get ready for next season's planting in the spring. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Jessica Morgenthaler.